Tracy, and I'm sitting in for Robbie Noel today. I'm pleased to be with you. I'm the author of the late, great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada, and we'll be talking some about that book today, and I want to talk about some of the economic issues that tie into the book, of which there is a great number, and we see them going on and unfolding right before us today. The book has done extremely well. It was number 8 in the New York Times business bestseller list this past week. And I think that that's, we're very pleased to see that. I was not sure the New York Times would include the book as a business book, but they did. And it reached number 28 on the extended New York Times bestseller list. And it's been climbing the charts as we start today in Amazon.com. And I think we'll just track it through the hour. The book is now 12, it ranked at 1,215. It's been coming down the charts today and has been in as low as under 10 in the charts. We've just gotten a whole new series of books in the bookstores, and Barnes & Noble has agreed to put them in the front of the stores, so go in the stores and make sure they're there. It's one of the things we want to do to make sure we get the book out and seen. And my articles, I'm a staff writer for WorldNet Daily, and we've still kept all of my articles archived in WorldNet Daily and Human Events Online, where you can still read them free. Just go search my name, Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. We want to take your calls today. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Just feel free to call in. I want to take as many calls as we can, and I look forward to talking to you. I want to start today with the stock market. The stock market has been a wild ride. It ended today, at the very end of it, I didn't see the exact number, but it was something like over 270 points that it gained today, and it gained much of that at the end of the session. That's like 100. The point swing is just a complete reversal of what it was on Friday. On Friday, it had lost 280 points. Today, it gains 280 points. The stock market hit a new high at 14,000 in July. I think July 18th or July 14th, one of those dates. But in the middle of July, it hit 14,000, and Wall Street was throwing itself a huge party. Well, I'm encouraging everybody not to get too excited. This is a volatility. I write about it in World, you know, in this whole late great USA and WorldNet Daily, that we're seeing a credit-driven market here that is going to burst. And I'm arguing, and I've been arguing, that the stock market's had three major falls here recently. The dot-com bubble burst, and that caused a huge correction in the market. Now we've got a double whammy. We just had the housing market burst, that bubble. It was a credit bubble that was stimulated by artificially kept low interest rates, which go back to Federal Reserve Chairman Greenspan, who artificially kept the interest rates low to stimulate the economy after 9/11. And that got into being so low and so much credit available for the homes and housing market that substandard loans were the order of the day. You didn't have to have a down payment. Didn't have to be able to document you had any earnings, could have a bad credit history, and you still got a loan. And then the screwy terms people got loans on, then as soon as interest rates went up and the mortgages adjusted up, you'd lose your home, but who cared? Everybody took the cheap credit. Well, now the second shoe, the credit bubble, is about to hit the floor, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. 800-313-9443. Call in.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Corsi, and I'm sitting in today for Robbie Noel. I'm the author of The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. I'm a staff reporter with WorldNet Daily. And we're talking about some of the economic issues that I discuss in the book. One of them is how we're moving into a global economy and how the global economy is ultimately adverse to American middle-class business interests. We're losing employment jobs left and right in manufacturing, being inundated by an underclass of uneducated workers from south of the border who are going to press wages at the bottom tiers down and ultimately destroy unions. And I've been talking about this huge market swing that we had, the stock market, with the stock market on Friday closing down something like 280 points and today going up 280 points. If you'll remember, it was on July 25th, I think, the stock market, or July 26th, it fell 311 points. This huge volatility is just, I've been watching the stock market for decades. I had a financial career, financial services for 25 years. I've had securities, NASD licenses, National Association of Security Dealers licenses. Created two broker-dealers of my own. I've been following financial news for decades, and I've never seen the market with this kind of volatility. The reason is it's not a normal market. It's not a market that's controlled by the small investor or the average investor. Over half of the volume these days on Wall Street is hedge funds. And what a hedge fund is a fancy name or somebody who, a stock picker, who manages to get a hold of some capital one way or another, somebody, some institution may have it, put it under his management or her management. The person then goes and borrows against that capital. in this huge amount of credit that's been available from the Federal Reserve's free money policy. It's been about a free money policy. The rates have been so low. Some of these hedge funds are leveraged 50 to 1. In other words, they start with $1 billion in capital, but they're investing $50 billions into the market every day. And that's all borrowed money. When the market goes up, it's great. Everybody wins. They pay back the $50 billion, and they make some money on top of that, make a lot of money on top of that. They make as much as 20% of everything they earn. When the market goes down, it's like a margin account and buying stocks on a margin account. There's not enough capital to cover the decreasing value of the stocks in relationship to what's been borrowed. So they get asked to put up more capital. They don't have it. And that's when the hedge funds start to become worthless. They actually default. They can go bankrupt. And that's been the scare. And if you've been watching Bear Stearns has had three of these hugely leveraged collateralized debt obligations, many of them packed with mortgage obligations. Well, the mortgages are going down all across the country as this credit bubble has burst in the subprime market, has depressed real estate across the country, the downward spiral. So now it's hitting all the fancy derivatives and collateralized loan obligations that the investment bankers on Wall Street put together and sell to the hedge funds and other institutional investors. Bear Stearns had a conference call last week. They've had these three huge hedge funds, collateralized loan obligations. Two of them they've been trying to bail out. They virtually have to admit that they're bankrupt, and Bear Stearns itself is close to bankrupt. Now, that unsettled Wall Street on Friday, and when Bear Stearns had its conference call, 2 hours that the call was going on, the stock market dropped 285 points. Well, today, why is it up 280 points? Well, the stock market today, all day long, they started another buzz among the traders. Traders all started getting excited that the Federal Reserve, when it meets tomorrow, will try to say something encouraging. Well, what the stock traders want the Federal Reserve to say is that the Fed's going to lower rates because they want to keep the party going. And unfortunately, I don't think the Fed's going to do anything tomorrow. I don't think they're going to raise or lower rates. They should raise rates because what we're having is the dollar has been plummeting against the euro. Europe has been raising rates. We have not. We've got a dollar crisis and devaluation going on. The dollar is at historically low points against the euro, and it's only going to recover if we raise rates. But the Fed starts raising rates, what that's going to mean is the economy goes into a deep recession. It's going to mean that a crisis that we've got in the home market is going to turn into a complete rout. It's going to mean that the credit bubble is going to burst, and there could be $3 trillion, and that's with a T, $3 trillion of credit out there in the housing and this collateralized loan obligation market that's worthless. And it's going to have to come to roost if prices and values start going down. The stock market goes under $13,000, you won't hear the end of the crying on Wall Street. There won't be bonuses this year, but, you know, these hedge fund managers, which ought to be going to prison for what they're doing when the losses come to roost, they're just going to walk away and let the losses be held by the investors who happen to be the banks who gave them credit, financial institutions. The financial institutions are going to be the huge losers. Guess what, folks? When that happens, that means that you and me were the real losers because the middle class of the United States are the ones who are going to pay this bill ultimately. We're going to pay the bill because financial institutions will squeeze credit down to where you're going to be lucky to be able to buy a house if you've got 20% down and have outstanding credit. There's not going to be loans available. There isn't going to be any home equity loans. And the suffering that's going to go on in this country as these credit bubbles burst, I think, is going to be huge. This is Jerry Corsi. I've written about these in the late, great USA. I want to make sure you've got the call-in numbers, 800-313-9443. I've been studying the stock market and watching these developments for decades, and I'm happy to take your questions on what's going on. What advice do I give to people? Say, first of all, if anybody's out there that's got any stocks, don't be, you know, buoyed by today's good news that the stock market's come back. It could lose another 280 points or 500 points tomorrow. With this kind of volatility, you're having swings that I've never seen before. 140 positive, an hour later, 140 negative. And you can't take any of it seriously because the volatility is in a downward direction right now. It's headed down. That's not going to change, not with Bear Stearns saying that their collateralized loan obligation funds, billions of dollars, are bankrupt. There's going to be hedge funds all over America that are bankrupt. And the problem is going to be they're just going to try to keep the prices of stocks up so they don't have to admit it. If prices stay up, if the stock market stays up, they still win. But the stock market won't stay up unless the Federal Reserve reduces rates. And if the Federal Reserve does that, it tanks the dollar. It's a real dilemma. And I think the dilemma means that this drunken party of credit being swished around in huge numbers more than I've ever seen in my lifetime, it's coming to an end. And when it comes to an end, it's going to come to an end in a very, very painful way. And that's going to mean stock market drops that are huge. Could go back under 13,000. It could go back under 12,000. Stock market could easily adjust downwards 2,000 points. What should a person do? Sell your stocks. It went up today, great. Sell them tomorrow. Take those gains. Pull away from the poker table while you're ahead. Because you're not, this position is not going to last for very much longer. And people who feel like they lost from when it was at 1,400 and they want to stick around to gain that back, don't think that way. Be happy that you can get out where it's at today, because under 13,000, today's levels are going to look good. Second, pay your debts. Pay off your house mortgages. Make any money you've got available go right into paying off mortgages immediately. Pay off credit cards. Don't have any debt. And third, if you've got some investable money, don't put it in the market. Put it in money market funds. Put it in gold. This is the time to be investing in gold. Gold's going to do well as the dollar collapses, and the dollar assuredly is going to collapse. I write in the book that we're in the process of being integrated into a North American economy like the European Union integrated Europe on the way to a political economy, which is the North American Union comparable to the European Union. And our elite have already given our new currency a name. It's called the Amero, the A-M-E-R-O. Well, the Amero will never get used as long as the dollar is strong. The only way the Amero will get brought into being is if the dollar collapses. And I think a dollar collapse is part of the agenda for moving into a North American Union. As I write about in the book, you've got to ask yourself some fundamental questions. If we've got a war on terror going on right now, and we've had it since 9/11/2001, why has George Bush in 6 years not secured our border with Mexico and Canada? We know terrorists have gotten across that border. Some are in federal prison, a group up in Dearborn, Michigan, bribe Mexican officials in Beirut, and then coyotes bring them across the border with Mexico, set up shop in Dearborn, Michigan, and we're sending money back to Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. They're in federal prison. Well, if that's the case, we have no reason not to secure the border. If the border is not being secure, George Bush is doing it for a reason, and that reason is the integration of North America. Call-in number 800-313-944. Jerry Corsi sitting in tonight for Robbie.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5090. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
This is Jerry Corsi, and I'm sitting in tonight for Robbie Noel, and I'm the author of The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. We're talking about the economic issues I raised in the book in terms of the plan to have economic and political integration in North America, the United States, Canada, and Mexico merging together. Very much like Europe went from a common market over a 50-year period of time, starting out with a coal and steel agreement, ending up as a North American Union with its own currency, the euro, and our elite have even named our new coming currency the Amero. We're taking calls. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we have a caller, Ed, in New Jersey. Ed, are you there?
Oh, Dr. Corsi?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm interested in economics. I've been for a long time, and I had stock. I lost a lot, and I intend to take most of it out. I have a few dollars, a few thousand there. I kept it in, because I have stock with a former company. What I want to get at is the real criminals of all this are the Fed owners, the eight banks. Seven of them really are Zionist Jews, and the other Rockefeller brothers. You're familiar with the Rothschilds and the Israel Moses of Italy and Kuno Loeb, who financed the Communist Revolution, and the Warburg. By the way, Paul Warburg was first chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Pardon?
Oh, I was just going to say, sorry. I just don't want to get into the There's a lot of anti-Semitic aspects of this, but I don't know. Boy.
I would like to get into the Constitution.
The constitutional aspects, I agree.
The Constitution states that only gold and silver are supposed to be used as tender for payment of debts.
Yeah.
If you use fiat money, it's not legal, it's unconstitutional. As far as the 16th Amendment goes, you cannot discharge debts when you pay with fiat money. What I'm getting at is that this whole business of the federal income tax is unconstitutional. And if the people don't seem to realize that, then we are in trouble, because 1913 was the start of all these troubles.
Well, you know, I think I agree with you about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is an artificial creation. We don't need it. Even under the Kennedy administration, we printed greenback dollars. The Constitution gives us the ability to print currency without a central bank.
This bank is a privately owned one. Excuse me, there's no mention in the Constitution about paper money. It says gold and silver.
I understand, sir. I do agree with
you.
So
if you're printing paper money, it's not legal. You cannot discharge a debt with fiat money.
I understand.
Therefore, the whole thing, if you can't go by the Constitution, then we're in trouble.
Well, I agree with you, sir. And I think the whole issue of the Federal Reserve is one that needs to be examined, needs to be brought. I think the whole thing is unconstitutional. I would agree with you. And I've been starting to write about this. The first efforts I'm getting into it and the issues that I'm taking on and attacking are, I think there's a move here to go even beyond the Federal Reserve. I think there's a method. Our elite are writing about creating a North American central bank and the Mero, which would, just like in Europe, take it one step even further. Just like you've got a European central bank and you've got the euro, I think the money issues altogether are out of control. And, sir, I agree with you on the constitutional issues, and I want to thank you for your call.
Yes, I hope you write a book on this.
I'll give it some thought, sir.
Well, to write a book, because people have to know this.
Well, sir, it's actually something I'm thinking about doing. I appreciate it. I'm encouraged by your call to give it some further thought. And thank you for your call today. We've got some more calls I want to move to, and I do appreciate your comments. Terry in the Dakotas. Terry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. Okay. This is Jerry Corsi.
Yes, hello, Dr. Corsi. Excellent book.
Thank you.
I purchased 25 copies of it.
Well, thank you.
I've been passing it out to my associates.
I'm very appreciative of that.
Yes, I've listened to you all across the airwaves. I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, thank you.
And I woke up to what was going on concerning NAFTA during the Ross-Perot campaign.
Right.
When he made that such a huge issue, I started researching it myself. And, of course, at the time, no one believed what I was trying to tell them. And so I was overwhelmed with excitement when I heard about you writing a book about NAFTA and the usurpation of the Constitution and our sovereignty as a nation.
Right.
I don't know. I think you said you researched it for 2 years.
I researched this book for 2 years, and I left the articles up there on WorldNet Daily and on Human Events Online. You can just search my name on both sites, Corsi.
Okay.
And if you Google Corsi plus North American Union, you get about 550,000 entries.
Yes.
I don't think I can't imagine anybody's looked at all of them, but
well,
you know.
I'll try, but yeah. Like I said, I'm a fan of yours.
Well, thank you. I left them up there on purpose because I want people to be able to see the original articles, and of course they're still free and the links are in them, and people can do that. I wrote the book to try to put the argument all in one place and to get it really brought together in one place.
Well, you did an excellent job.
Thank you. Did you have a question you wanted to ask me today?
Yes. Concerning the market, I know during the Great Depression, when the market fell, it also...
We'll come back. Why don't you stay on the line? We'll take your question when we come back. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we'll be back with you right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is Jerry Corsi, and I'm sitting in tonight for Robbie Noel. I'm the author of The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada, and it's been climbing the charts as we've been talking. It started out about $17.50 on Amazon.com, and now it's down to about 12,000 last time, or 1,200 last time I checked. 1,215 it was at. And that's, I greatly appreciate the support that the readers have given the book, and we're talking to Terry in the Dakotas, and Terry is one of the readers, and Terry, I want to thank you for your support of the book.
Oh, indeed, indeed.
And you were going to ask a question just as we got to the break.
Yes, I know you're familiar with the Great Depression.
Right.
And the fact that when the market fell during 1929, that it affected other nations at the time, economically speaking. And I was listening to your expertise on what the market is doing now. And in what way do you think that, and what countries do you think that the failing dollar, and the market as far as it mushrooming out and falling will affect the other countries? And one more question.
Let's just go with that much so far, and then we'll take it. We'll see how
okay.
we go.
Okay.
I think a lot of countries are going to be affected. I think China is going to be one of the main ones affected because China is so tied to us and has so many dollar holdings right now,
mm-hmm.
$1 trillion with a T in foreign exchange reserves, 80% of which are in U.S. dollar assets. Some of the countries that won't get hurt as much, and of course if the United States goes through a severe recession, which I think we're going to go through, it will hurt the whole world economy because we're such a large part of the world economy. But relatively, I think Europe, which has been raising rates, is going to do relatively well. And actually, I think Europe is part of the precipitant cause of what we're going through,
mm-hmm.
Because the euro has been kept so strong,
mm-hmm.
and the dollar relatively is at the lowest point ever against the euro. And our economy is really, you know, not a producing economy anymore. We're not a manufacturing economy.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, we're going to have a very much harder time recovering from this because typically when our currency is low, classical economics would say our exports would then help bring the economy back. But we don't have exports anymore. This is part of the difficulty that we're completely into a new area here. Classical economics would never let a country's competitive advantage in international trade be that it subsidized its currency like China and used slaves or near slaves. Classical economists would have demanded anti-slavery provisions and would have demanded that currency be fair trade,
mm-hmm.
not free trade stacked against one country, which has obvious detriments. We lose all of our manufacturing to China, and that's what's happening. So we're into a whole new territory here. I think Europe is positioned to come out as the winner. And I think that's part of the reason why, as this crisis deepens, our elitists, multinational corporations, are going to be serving up North American integration and the creation of the Amero as the answer to our crisis, a crisis largely they created.
Excellent.
And this says, take one more quick, because we've got a couple of other callers.
Yes, I know. I just so enjoy speaking with you.
Well, thank you.
And I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you.
You're right on. I know that I just want to make a statement and one tiny little question, if I may.
Sure.
I know that after the passing of the NAFTA treaty, and I refer to it as a treaty, because that's the only thing that usurps the Constitution, and that's why
it should have been a treaty. They slipped it in as a law because they didn't have the votes, and it was unconstitutional
right.
the way they did it.
I just like to call it a treaty. But anyway, Bill Clinton, at the time, after the passing of NAFTA, stood before the American people and said, if you want to compete globally, then we as a nation must give up some of our sovereignty to do so. And he said, for 25 years, it's going to be very tough on the American people because you and I both know we no longer create wealth in this country.
We don't create wealth. We're consumers.
Exactly.
We're, you know, the service economy. You know, somebody who flips hamburgers and a hamburger joints in the service economy.
Yes, and how do you think it's going to affect the middle class 401ks? I'm concerned about the middle class. I'm concerned about the people who work very hard and have these government funded 401ks. How do you think that that's going to affect them? And I'm going to hang up because I know I've taken so much of your time.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for calling.
Yes.
And I think the middle class is going to be dramatically affected again. The middle class is losing jobs. They're losing manufacturing jobs. We're having the illegal immigrants who are coming across the border are depressing wages at the bottom part of the wage scale, lower-skilled jobs, and are demanding subsidies in the forms of all the benefits, the welfare benefits, free education for the children in Spanish, use of the hospitals for emergency rooms for primary care, children under the 14th Amendment inappropriately considered U.S. citizens and eligible for welfare programs, including food stamps. The tax burden of all that is going to put also another burden on the American middle class. And the only winners are going to be the very people at the top, the CEOs, the MBAs, the lawyers who manage the top multinational corporations, who think that they can't lose. But everybody else is going to lose, and the middle class is going to be paid the major part of the bill. We have another caller, Gary in Tennessee. Gary, are you on the line?
How you doing today?
Doing fine, thank you.
You're doing a great job standing in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
John, be a hard act to follow now.
Well, no. Both John and Robbie, I'm honored to do this for them, and they're the pros. I'm just a stand-in today.
Yeah.
What's your question, sir?
I'm going to do something. I'm going to go to the National Archives and get a certified copy of the original Constitution.
Right.
Of 1776, and I'm going to go to the state of Tennessee, being as I live in Tennessee.
Right.
And get a certified copy of that original document. And I defy any court, state or federal, to pull the law out of their backside that has repealed that by a vote of the body politic.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
And then I'm going to challenge jurisdiction. But I've been watching listening to this Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Okay.
And I think the boy is on to something. It's hard to fight City Hall. They're going to, say that we're under executive order, Emergency Powers Act and Wartime Powers Act and all this other crap. I ain't falling for it. But what? I think that Dr. Sam Kennedy has got the process by which you can go in either as all caps or a sovereign citizen, and I think you can beat them.
Well, I think there's increasing numbers of people who are beating them now. It'll be costly in a lot of ways to do what you're setting to do, but. What I want to comment on, and thank you for your call, is that I think you're making a point that I like to make, and that is that we've moved away from the constitutional provisions that should be running this country. I've written extensively about the Emergency Power Acts that George Bush has declared for himself, these new presidential national security and homeland security directives that were issued in May, where President Bush can declare an emergency and become take over the powers of the federal government, the states, the local, even tribal and territorial, and not necessarily even involve Congress. These are frightening powers, and powers our Constitution would never have given the president, especially after they fought so hard to get rid of King George III. I think it's a shame that we've got a King George W. who doesn't understand the constitutional restrictions. And you're right about last caller was right about Bill Clinton. NAFTA should never have been allowed to be a law. We're creating these global structures because Americans don't stand up and demand the Constitution be followed. So I applaud you in that, sir. I just encourage you to be careful with what you do, and I'm sure you'll think it through before you go ahead. And we've got some other things to cover, but I want to thank you for your call. Thank you very much, Gary. As we're moving ahead here, there's a couple of things I want to cover before we run out of time. I talked about how this credit bubble is likely to burst. All these hedge funds and the borrowings on Wall Street and the volatility we're seeing in the stock market. Once a year, the U.S. Treasury does a financial report of the United States on a GAAP accounting basis, GAAP accounting being generally accepted accounting practices. It's called the 2006 financial report of the U.S. government. There'll be a 2007 report of the U.S. government, financial report of the U.S. government. I give a lot of detail on this in the book, The Late Great USA, starting on page 152. Page 153, I show a chart that goes back to these reports since 2002. President Bush comes out and says, the budget deficit is shrinking and it's now only, 200-something billion dollars. Well, that's a lie because it's all on a cash basis. In other words, that reporting means every dollar that comes in is just allocated to whatever needs are available at the moment. And, it's a cash basis determination of the budget deficit. If you do a GAAP accounting and you account for today's present value of the future Social Security and Medicare obligations that we're creating today, the deficit is not something like $225 billion. It's $4.6 trillion with a T. The GAAP federal negative net worth is $53 trillion. The total federal liabilities on a GAAP basis that we are not able to account for are $54 trillion. Those are the 2006 numbers. Now, those numbers are staggering and they're frightening because there's no way that even taxing everything, take all the money that's out there, take everything, there's no way that you could handle that kind of a deficit. There isn't any Federal Reserve lockbox. All the money in a cash basis is just taken in and spent on whatever obligations are outstanding. There's no reserves. Now, what that means is that, and I argue in the book, that with these kinds of obligations, the only way future Social Security or Medicaid is going to get paid is that we're going to have to engage in what they call monetizing. Monetizing basically means you deflate the currency. In other words, you might get your Social Security check in 10 years or 15 years or whatever. It might be the dollar amount stated, but good luck if you can buy a hamburger with that because it won't be worth anything. There's no other way that it can be paid. That's the problem with the callers who are calling in about the Federal Reserve System, the way we're creating money. It'll have to be done through this private banking system called the Federal Reserve, so we'll be in debt to cover these shortfalls. We won't be able to do it through a greenback system where we could just print the money and pay them. Even if we just print the money, it's doubtful that we could handle these large of obligations without the United States being a powerhouse in manufacturing. If we're just a service economy, we're not going to have the economic basis even to issue greenbacks to cover these kinds of liabilities. Now, these are the kinds of numbers that lie behind the crises that the globalists, the multinational corporations, the people who run the money are understanding and are in existence. And the movement toward a regional economy has to be taken very seriously because it's being driven by the multinational corporations. This meeting that's going to be held here up in Ottawa, in Quebec, near Ottawa, Montebello, Quebec, which is the Security and Prosperity Partnership Third Summit. It's going to be on August 20th and 21st. I'm going to go up there and report on it for WorldNet Daily. What you're going to see is President Bush is going to come on up. He's going to meet with Mexico's President Felipe Calderon and Stephen Harper, Prime Minister of Canada. And they're going to advance the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And the agenda, we got a secret document that the governments did not release. It was from the February 23rd meeting when Secretary of State Rice met with her two counterparts to prepare for this Montebello meeting. And the North American Competitiveness Council is setting the agenda. Most people don't even know what the North American Competitiveness Council is because our government made no big deal when it was created. It's a private council created under the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America within the Department of Commerce, and it consists of the 10 top corporations, multinational corporations, 10 top ones, in Canada, 10 top ones in Mexico, and 10 top ones in the United States. And these multinational corporations get down, and they set the agenda for what the Security and Prosperity Partnership working group bureaucrats are supposed to do. And in the process, that is the what they call the integrating and the harmonizing of our rules and regulation. So we end up not with a U.S. transportation policy, but a North American transportation policy. Not a U.S. health or environmental policy, but a North American health and a North American environmental policy. And most Americans are unaware of this. In the book, I give all the documentation. Just go to SPP.gov, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, sampeterpaul.gov, and look at the 2005 and the 2006 reports of the leaders. And there you will see the discussion of the working groups and how they're integrating and harmonizing our laws into a North American fashion. But they also have a little section of that site called Myths versus Facts. And if you go there, it'll say, oh, this is just This is not any loss of sovereignty. This is just three nations cooperating and getting together and working together. Well, on page 81 of the book, I published the organizational chart of the SPP working groups. I had to get it through a Freedom of Information Act request from the federal government. Government doesn't publish it, but it has the organizational chart. Doesn't put the organizational chart in the myths versus facts section for you to look at clearly and honestly. What the organizational chart shows is all these little working group boxes, North American Transportation Working Group, etc., in each of the three governments reports up to three cabinet officers. It reports Secretary of State Rice, Gutierrez in Commerce, and Chertoff in Homeland Security. And from there, it reports up to the Homeland Security and National Security Council in the White House, and then up to the Office of the President. Well, if I can get the organizational chart, this is a shadow government. It exists, and it's not anywhere in the official U.S. government website or organizational chart. This is Jerry Corsi standing in for Robbie, and I'm happy to take your call when we come back from break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
And I'm sitting in tonight for Robbie Noel. We've been talking about my new book, The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada, and the economic issues that are relating to NAFTA and the integration of the United States, the stock market, this wild volatility, and the collapsing of the bubble of the credit in the housing market and the bubble of the credit markets generally, with the hedge funds and the trillions, literally, of borrowings that have fueled the economy, the housing market, and the stock market since 2001 and may now be coming to roost. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We have a few minutes left. If anybody calls in, I'll be happy to take their calls. I want to go to one more issue in terms of the coming crises that we're dealing with. The world is moving away from the dollar. I wrote an article last week in WorldNet Daily where Iran, who is clearly one of our great enemies, has at least the Ahmadinejad regime, this regime that's hijacked Iran as an enemy, declared enemy. The Iranian people, I think, are a great friend of the American people and have always been so. And the millions of expatriates, Iranians around the world and in the United States, have been great and loyal friends to the United States, many of them great citizens now of the country. But Iran itself, with this regime, has declared that it's only going to accept oil payments increasingly in non-dollar denominations. They've pushed China to buy oil in euros, and the Iranian regime has demanded that Japan set up a yen account in order to buy oil from Iran. These movements started back with Saddam Hussein, who got the authority to hold his oil for food dollars in his foreign exchange currency in euros, not in the dollars. I've written that I think that was when Saddam Hussein actually signed his death warrant, when he got that agreement, moving away from the dollar. The dollar has been the currency for international trade. Something like 80% of world foreign exchange reserves have traditionally been held in dollars. And now that the dollar is weakening, with our huge trade deficits to China, with our huge federal budget deficits, especially on a gap accounting basis, as I've just pointed out, we're being moved towards a regional economy at the expense of the dollar. And I think the elitists who are organizing this move and our multinational corporations are happy to have the dollar weaken. They would be happy to hold their profits in other countries like China. Quarterly profits are what are driving the multinational corporations wanting cheap labor wherever they can find it, even if it's slaves in China. And China itself now, with $1 trillion in foreign exchange reserves, has announced that it's setting up some investment groups to move money into direct investment. China just made a huge investment in the Blackstone Corporation, and it's moving to try to buy Barclays Bank. These are important issues, and I intend to keep watching them. This is Jerry Corsi. It's been a real honor to stand in tonight for Robbie. You can email me at jcorsi@worldnetdaily.com. And I appreciate all the interest that the listeners and readers have shown in the late, great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. My most recent book was number 8 this past week in the New York Times Business Bestseller List. Thank you. It's been a great honor and pleasure being with you. And I hope you'll join Robbie when he's back again tomorrow.